Yeah, I'm breaking them chains and I'm up on the road. The same kind of chains kept me down in a hole. If you feel the pain, then you're feeling my soul. Cause when I say chains, I ain't talking about gold. I'm talking about chains like the lock on the door. I'm talking about chains like my story's untold.
I never want to, like, start talking too soon. I know you want me to start talking sooner.
It's good vibes, man.
I like that part where they're talking about, like, their story's untold. I'm like, man, that's cool.
It is good. Long cut.
Long Cut. For those of you that don't know, or JT from Long Cut. Good music, man. It's a good vibe. I also think, like, and maybe I'm wrong, and it's going to be right into this topic today.
Okay.
Because the topic today is Seduced by Success. So already I'm thinking, like, oh, man, we chose this music. We think it's good music. Of course people want to play that intro before they hear us talk to just put them in the right mood. Of course.
It's good.
Because I'm seduced by
our
success. I think that, like, think everybody just thinks the way that I think and wants to, like, listen to what I listen to. And the way that I get jazzed and putting myself in the right mindset to, like, speak on our podcast, I think that people want to hear that music to, like, close their eyes for a minute, feel that vibe before they listen. And really, they might be like, hey, man, I might fucking leave because I don't give a shit about what you got to say today. Like, cool. All good.
Yep, man,
they're good guys, dude. We super appreciate them. For those of you listening, you can find us iTunes, Spotify, Google Play.
Yep.
We've got a YouTube channel as well. We don't monetize that too much optimize it too much. So a couple of views there. I think we get like half a view on YouTube.
We're growing, man. Yeah. We're getting more and more comments. We're getting more and more views. So if you guys are listening to this, that is something we are actually working on doing this year. It's just getting more people over to the video side of things. We've got a lot of people listen to this.
We've been doing it since episode one.
Yeah, literally since episode one. Most podcasts don't, but visually, it's pretty good. Will's got some cool tattoos, big ass arms and shit. Get over to YouTube, check him out.
Hey, don't seduce me. I already believe in my own bullshit enough, Eli.
That's funny.
No, great topic, man. I actually got this from a friend. We had Ben Newman on last time we were on the podcast. Excuse me for clearing my throat. I feel like Crooked Butterfly podcast right now.
Spitting, yeah. Ting, ting, ting. Still need the spit. We need the spitter sound effect
Dude,
going.
We're getting that. Yep. Shout out to Brian Chantosh. What a beautiful, up, badass motherfucker. Yep, we love that dude. I can't even cough as good and clear my throat as good as that guy, right? More or less anything else, but I'm trying. I'm doing my best to have a throat like his, right? I don't even know what that means. Let me just leave that alone.
I think your throat is perfectly fine.
Brian, we love you. And, oh, hey, second shout out. Man, this is something that's been friction for both of us because we're super busy in business, right? Like, man, so today's Kate's birthday. So first and foremost, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kate.
However, man, it's so inconvenient, right, to have to, like, stop working with you and go have a birthday dinner and shop and
go
enjoy
myself.
Go be
a good husband.
Like when we had kids, man.
Yeah.
We had closings and stuff. We don't got time to have kids. So we literally had a kid. I walked out, went to a closing. I came back, right?
Yep.
And obviously, guys, I'm being funny. But happy birthday. Appreciate you putting up with us. But great topic today. I digress. I'm also being a little facetious for the sake of the conversation here. I'm being, you know, just having fun with it. But great topic. Good buddy online on Instagram was talking about it. So we had Ben Newman on, and Ben Newman talked about a great trait he saw in high-level athletes. And if you guys don't know who Ben Newman is, like, leadership, performance coach, leader guy for Alabama football, Major League Baseball, NFL, like, just a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a lot of the high-level traits, or the one trait he saw in a lot of high-level guys was just them not drinking their own Kool-Aid or being seduced by their success. They were staying focused. And we also talked about quiet despair. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that a little bit. So when my buddy was hitting me up on Instagram and just had a couple cool things to say and just thought those were great topics individually, I'm like, yeah, we haven't really talked about being seduced by success at all. I also think that, like, there's a reason why we haven't talked about it. Mm-hmm. I think that we don't really, you know, as much as we joke around and have some fun, I think everybody out there that knows us personally knows that we still got so much more we want to accomplish. But I do think that there's people at our level, and I think that there's people where they aren't even quite at our level yet. And I'm talking merely success in real estate or financially, right? Because I think a lot of success gets measured by that. There's other success forms we're going to talk about today before we get out of here. But just in the context of what I'm saying right now, there are people that are financially not as successful, or just achievement-wise in real estate, not as successful, but they are extremely seduced by the little success that they have had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's at all levels is what I'm saying. I think it's at that moderate level, And obviously when I say moderate, it's subjective to whatever my opinion is of moderate. I think high level is top 1% in the country, mm-hmm. right? Regardless of brand or brokerage you're with. So, man, but so we see it at all levels. I think it's more paramount at the high level because there's just more spotlight. But I do think there's a lot of people that never get seen or heard of that do kind of drink their own Kool-Aid or drink from their own success, and like it prevents them from being any further. So the topic of discussion today is like, yeah, being seduced by your own success, or shit, maybe others, maybe you're just in a circle of success and that feeds you and you don't actually go get your own. I mean, there's a dynamic there, but mainly just speaking a little bit to you guys as far as like, hey, how do we handle it, right? So, and I want to be super, super careful on this podcast because we're going to say a lot of things that are like, hey, this works or this is right, that's right. When we say right or works, it's like, that's right for us. Might not be right for you. It's what works for us, might not work for you. So I already out of the gate just want to preface that we're coming from the context of like, hey, where's Elon I's heads at? What works and what feels right for us? Not necessarily spreading that and making blanket statements that or giving an impression that that's the right path or right direction or right mindset for you.
And I'm looking forward to this podcast too, because I think it's important for people to realize that despite what you may see on the outside from somebody, from what they are like portraying or just from their marketing themselves, you know, that like, for example, like with us, we put ourselves out there a lot. We've got a podcast, we do a ton of videos, right? We do just a lot of business stuff and we're out in the spotlight a lot. Some people may see that just for what it is and think, oh, these guys are, you know, think they're the shit and this and that. Yeah. And it's like there's a huge differentiation between what you see on the surface that is not marketing in the sense of like we're saying things that aren't true, but in the sense of like, hey, just because you're okay putting yourself out there doesn't mean you're drinking your own Kool-Aid or that you're letting not success get to your head.
And I think as you get to know those people better, like Jimmy the Saint, man, we got a buddy. Remember, like he was talking, and he was in one of our peer groups and or one of our networking groups, and yeah, he's like, man, you guys talk a lot. Mm-hmm. As he got to know us better, he started realizing like, oh hey, there is more to these guys. It's not just because at first he was like, he just thought it was just blind confidence where we're just going out being super bold, saying what we're saying, almost like a borderline fake it till you make it, just overly bold and confident in the decisions you're making versus realizing how much vetted experience was going into some of the things that we were saying and still not necessarily forcing people, but it was like he was super constrictive with his own permission to be out there and to speak. Still is. Haven't seen his podcast yet. And I like that guy.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
It's on a pod. What?
Yeah. It's on Facebook. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Right? And I don't want to dive in that because but hey, when people say they're going to do something, man, I watch. I pay attention to see what you're going to do. And like, I start seeing your own inhibitions, but then I also, and I'm not judging that, I'm not against it. Do you, whether you say you're going to do something or not, and then you kind of halfway do it, that's fine. But what, so I pay attention to it. Here's where I really apply it. When you have a conversation with me. So when you start giving me advice, you're telling me who I am. Are these your own insecurities, your own inhibitions, like your own reflection that's just pouring out into like me, and there's a sense of like negativity or there's got to be something wrong. Mm-hmm. Or just off about guys that are doing it, you know, like kind of like when you grow up, right? And you grow up in a blue collar household, shooting from the hip here. And then you come across somebody who's pretty wealthy on TV. Or you come across people that are wealthy because you got to go downtown for some reason with your parents and you're at the federal building or whatever. It's like, yeah. Like, oh man, like that guy's got a fancy car. He must make a lot of money, dad. Like, yeah, but probably stabs a lot of people in the back. You know, like, that kind of shit. Like, okay, you have been stabbed in the back before. Okay, and you have some things in business maybe not go your way, and you're around some not-so-good people. So then, like, if somebody is making it financially or whatever it may be, must have stepped on a lot of people to get there. Might be one of the most giving people you've ever met. But it won't even have that chance because of your experiences or your inhibitions that you project into a situation. And, like, I felt that from him. You know, like, we've had great conversations. This is not me bashing him. This is not a negative comment toward him. But it's like, yeah. There was more of like your own experience you were pouring in. Like you're trying to fit me to be some character in your movie that you had seen before that was not a good guy or something like that, right?
Remember that post I shared the other day that you liked and it had mentioned, you know, being bold and it said, you know, fuck like, you know, working hard in silence or like, hey, it really takes balls to put your goals out there and then follow up and execute on them.
And I think
it's kind of similar. Yeah, it's kind of similar thing, right?
Super similar. And I think your intent matters there. And then so let's dive into that, right? Like what gives you good intent and like, hey, how do you guys keep perspective? And let's get right to the meat and potatoes. So first and foremost, I think, you know, having goals is huge, right? Having your, you know, like the ambition that you have, that in my, like for me, what works for me, right? It's like I have extraordinary ambition that will then lead into goals. Mm-hmm. Goals lead into just daily and monthly tasks that have to get done that get us to start achieving some of those things. And like, we're more of like that sailboat. We had that podcast, right? We don't just like, okay, we want to do 500 homes a year. So then we're just blind and we just motor through to do 500 homes when there's other opportunities that pop up and you want to be able to like take advantage of those opportunities, knowing that the further you get into success with your head up and your eyes open, the more you got to be aware of. But then the more opportunities present themselves that you might want to take advantage of. And like, hey, think of like your career path as like a road trip across the country. I don't want to hit, you know, I-70 and Highway 64 across the country and see nothing.
Yeah.
Man, you want to dip down and see like the Grand Canyon and, mm-hmm. and maybe see like Lake Michigan and have some fun along the way. And like, yeah, it takes a little bit longer, but boy, are those amazing opportunities that actually make the process itself.
That's the whole thing. Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
like Andy Frisella, Sal Frisella, Ben Newman, like some opportunities that are popping up for us. If our heads were down just looking at 500 deals a year, we wouldn't be expanding like how we are. And those, but now here's the deal. Those expansions dive right into our business though. They are in line with what we want to do with business, but they wouldn't be there if we weren't there. But ambition, you got to have an extraordinary ambition. And then you just have to have some self-awareness of like, hey, are my actions matching up with my ambition? So whether you're an introvert, whether you talk a lot or not, I don't care, do you? But you should have that conversation with yourself and have the awareness of, hey, is my work ethic and me taking action marrying up to my ambition? And if it's not, okay. And it's not because I don't want to. Well, where are your goals at? Has somebody helped you with direction and reverse engineering some of this to figure out what goals you should have, you know, quarterly, monthly, and then daily? What are my daily action plans, my self-initiated tasks, getting, like, what am I pouring into there in order to work toward these goals that then match my ambition? And if I'm focused on that, and it's me versus me or us, you know, versus just us, not comparing ourselves to anyone else, just us versus us, you tend to stay pretty level-headed as far as like, because you're just not where you want to be yet.
Yeah, you should be, yes. And the dangerous part is when you're comparing yourself to people who aren't even in the same game, or you're looking at maybe just someone else you went to high school with, and that's who you're comparing yourself to, and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm fucking doing it. And that's where you're drinking your own Kool-Aid, and that's where you're feeling that satisfaction when it's like, man, look who you're comparing yourself to.
We have a friend. I won't say his name. He's a super good guy, but I don't want him to think that like I'm calling him out in a bad way. But it's a great example. And you know who I'm talking about. He builds decks.
Okay, yep.
Right?
Yep.
Plays a lot of golf.
Yep.
We were talking the other day, and he's like, I'm the most successful guy, man. Like, I'm the most successful guy in my family. I make the most money by far that my family's ever made. I'm the most successful guy in my circle, and dangerous place to be.
Really dangerous.
Right? Because you start drinking that own Kool-Aid of like, hey, you're okay.
Not drinking our Kool-Aid, but that was us at Berkshire, man. Like, when we hit top half percent, it was like, hey, cool, but man, to look around, like, yeah, we did get our numbers. We're really good, you know.
Having that perspective of like, hey, top 1%, top 0.5% worldwide for Berkshire, super respectable. Okay, but what do we do with that? We left and went somewhere where we weren't shit. And hey, are you guys shit now? No, we're on our way. We have made drastic improvements. Like, you and I by ourselves are going to beat the volume our team did at Berkshire. Mm-hmm. Just you and I.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting but it's like, hey, we had to go somewhere to force ourselves to level up where guys were at a higher level.
Way higher, dude.
It's huge. Just like guys in fighting, man. Like you run out of competition at your gym, you know? Mm-hmm. You go down to the Black Zillions in Florida. You go to Jackson's MMA in New Mexico. You go somewhere, right? And like, hey, if someone likes another gym, cool, not about that. But I think people are understanding what I'm saying. Like, you got to go where there's more competition if you want to be a better fighter. And then ultimately, just be at an elite level. You got to be resourced. So I think the most dangerous isn't when you're starting and you're desperate and you'll do anything to make something work. It's when you start getting to a level where paychecks are coming in and you're not living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And you've got a reserve and you're able to take your friends out for a little dinner, you know, and like, yeah, your edges start to get a little smooth, man. And then like, depending on who's around you and your own voice, like, hey, where's that next level? Like, do you remember, like, remember the future? Brian Sean Tosh says that a lot, right? Speaking of Tosh, right? Mm-hmm. Love you, bro. Remember the future. So he speaks a lot of that when it comes to like these endurance challenges, right? And like when we were at Diesel Day, giving it your all every hour on the hour. Like, hey, remember the future. Remember, this is going to expire. This is going to be done. And when it's like, hey, how are you going to feel at the end? Are you going to feel accomplished and that you gave it your all? Or are you going to, you know, and it's important to be thinking that during that challenge, because it gets you through pain. It gets you through fatigue because you're remembering how you're going to feel, or the reward you're going to have at the end when you can feel wholeheartedly that you gave your all. Same thing when it comes to, at least in my brain, same thing when it comes to like preventing yourself from getting comfortable and like remembering the future. Remember your ambition. Remember your goals. Remember where you want to be. Celebrate these small wins and then these intermediate wins and go to, you know, and have some fun and sell and share some wealth with your family or give back. And cool, but let that pour into you. Let that be a recharge, not a time frame of complacency. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
So remembering the future is super valuable. Now, that's a conversation we have with ourselves. Okay, well, how do you remember to remember? Right? Like, hey, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. Okay, well, how? Like, you set an alarm, but how do you remember to set an alarm? Well, you should probably have an alarm in the house in the first place. Okay, but if it's in the house, do I still remember that? Oh, I put it right next to my bed. Okay, if I put an alarm right next to my bed, I'll probably remember to set it as I'm going to bed because it's right in front of me. Cool. So then, like, Will, what the fuck are you talking about? My circle. Mm-hmm. How do I remember my ambition? Mm-hmm. How do I remember my goals and, like, where I want to be and, like, the influence I want to have? As I've leveled up, I'm putting people around me that are helping third world countries, like what Sal Frisella, overseas. Yeah, yeah. I never even imagined that I would ever be wealthy enough to have that level of impact. Oh, but it's possible. Wow. Like, to hell with all the money they make with First Form and how successful they are in business. It's who he is as a father, what he's doing overseas, his poise and how he's just so comfortably himself in a very polite but bold and assertive manner, right? Like, because he knows he's giving it his all. And if he can't do something, he can. If he's, you know, if he's not in it for something that bothers you, he's like, hey, I respect that, but I'm not Dietering. I'm me. Mm-hmm. And I love that about him. But so again, like, what's my alarm clock? What's right next to my bed? This circle, man. Like, the Ben Newmans, the Sal Frisellas, the Brian Shontoshes, the Annie Frisellas, like, Iron Cowboy, like the people that we get to like share, you know, like just really cool. Like it's really cool. And what's awesome is like they all are very similar in some aspects, but very different, you know, but it's right there. And those guys also want to see us win. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not just about putting yourself around successful people. And when it comes to finances or leadership and just influence, they're also good people that want to see people win.
They are.
And you get, it's one thing to let yourself down. You got to be a sorry motherfucker to let someone else down, right? Like, so my alarm clock is like, as we've graduated, and you know what? Gavin Ekstrom, I got to put him in there. Eric Colby, I got
to
put him in there.
I was just about to say, not all these guys are these famous, like, rich or super accomplished athletically guys. It started off just some local guys that we intentionally put ourselves around, and then were vocal about the things we were trying to accomplish, and then backed up what we were trying to accomplish by our actions. And
invited us to the next ranks. And those guys were like, hey, they saw the work we were doing and they were happy to bring us up to the next ranks and help us scale. And that's so cool, but they're good humans, you know, but you can't have this conversation without Gavin Ekstrom, without Eric Colby. You know, even Scott Leffert, bro, you know, who's like day to day, just doing the loans with us that also has his own ambition. Like, so I think, man, I'm glad I said Scott Leffert. Scott, love you, dude. It's cool to have people in our circle that we aspire to be like, influence-wise, accomplishment-wise. But it's also cool to have people that are still at our level on the grind with us every single day that are also aspiring to be that level.
Yeah, they're on the field with us.
Huge. Yeah. Dude, it is so huge. So I think that circle, it just keeps that fire in your belly. And then, like, hey, if you need to take a reset or celebrate a weekend or go on a vacation, like, you have it, but it recharges you. And then those people are excited to see you get back on it.
And want to come back.
You're watching. Yeah. You're watching those guys getting after it. I feel like it's impossible to forget like where your goals are, where your ambitions is, what your life could be, how you could help more people if you continue to stay on that path. So they're like my alarm clock.
I think that's fucking critical, man. So for people that are like, you know, out there and they're feeling satisfied, like, I've got, you know, one thing I think I've done pretty well mentality-wise was
careful,
like,
careful.
I know, yeah.
If you guys don't know,
this Kool-Aid is good. This Kool-Aid is good.
He's fucking conceited.
One thing that I feel like a little bit sometimes.
He's like this super pretentious, quiet Jewish guy that just belittles me every day.
I do.
You guys just don't see it.
One thing I do think that I do pretty well at, and by saying I do pretty well at doesn't mean that I execute it well all the time, but I try to be conscious of it, right? Mm-hmm. And that is just, man, like as soon as I start feeling... And maybe it's an unhealthy thing that satisfied the comfort feeling real quickly, man. My brain is like kind of giving me like warning signals, you know, like, hey, what's up? Warning. Like, man, if you're not like you're feeling a little comfortable right now, like where should we push and what should we be doing? And I think a lot of people lack that, you know, they seek comfort so much, whether they know it or not, they're seeking it. And then once they find it, they're trying to enjoy it.
But they also probably think that's the success mark. And it might be. It might be. And this is where, like, hey, if that truly makes you happy and that's where you want to be, man, I'm okay with that. So I think, first and foremost, this is why your ambition and your goals and remembering the future. This is why, like, what, you know, the things that Shontosh says are incredibly powerful. And they're just little things that stick out to me. And I listen to every one of his podcasts, but there'll be a couple, and I, you know, obviously we're good friends with him in person. But there'll be a couple things that stick out that just stick to me. So when it comes to remembering the future, when you're setting out to do a new career or leave something, like when I was leaving police world and I left the fitness world and the real estate, like, hey, who am I? Like I've always been on this quest to figure out who am I and what I'm all about and what makes me drive. And like, dude, giving back to a country, right? Like Kate, she's from the Philippines, born in the Philippines, her parents and her family immigrated to Qatar, to the Middle East. And then from there to America, like, man, I wonder if like if I could create a certain enough wealth where I could go back and contribute to like my chosen family comes from. Wow. Like, okay, but then like, man, no, dude, that does fire me up. Listen to me. Giving is one of the most selfish things you could ever do.
It is.
Because you feel so good to just wholeheartedly give back with no expectation. Here, I want you to have this. You don't owe me anything. That is so cool. And I also feel like people have given to me, you know, like when I do get seeds from Brian Shontosh or we do get guys that are like happy to help and happy to see us succeed and like, yeah, man, like together, right? Like you don't get anywhere by yourself. And so if that's how I can give back, because giving back is time, giving back is knowledge, giving back is hard labor, giving back can also be financial. You don't need me building houses in the Philippines, bro. I'm not really good at that. Like I'll do my best. And I'm sure he'll be super thankful that I flew to the Philippines and I'm building this house. And oh my God, you took so much time out of your year to come do this. And this house is a piece of
shit. Falls down a week later.
Hey, yeah. Will, listen to me. If you contribute financially, we can have really good teams build 10 times the amount of houses you could do with your time. So it's okay that financial, like donation or financial benefit to a community, to a person, to whatever, like, there's nothing wrong with that. And hey, if that's one of my wheelhouses where you and I have created a business and we are continuing to create a business that does generate wealth, well, what the hell's wrong with that?
Dude, that's because the first domino. Without that first domino, ain't shit happening after that.
But we're getting to a place where like, and we're not even close to where we want to be, but we're getting to a place where like, oh shit, I could see that happening.
It's a possibility.
Oh my God, could I have an extra... Even $50,000, what that would do to a community? Oh, my God. And it's like, it's cool. So that fires me up. But then I reverse that into like, okay, well, then that means you've got to generate a bigger business and do certain things. So then like that keeps you motivated. But it's bigger than a dollar. It's the influence and it's the empowerment and the permission and the things that you can do for others that drives me, in addition to the cars I like, the houses I like. The future I want for my family. And that's for me. That's for me. So if my kid goes to a private school and that's weird for you, that's fine. It's not for you. And my kids don't go to private school. Let's be honest. But let's say they do. Let's say that is a goal of mine. Or let's say I do want a pool in my backyard. Let's say I do want a 10,000 square foot house with an infinity pool. Or maybe, hey, you know, maybe I'm cool with like the 5,000 square foot houses, but I want seven of them in different areas because I don't want to Airbnb. And hey, I want to have my own properties that also generate income, and I want to take my family wherever the hell I want, and it's fine. What's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with that. Andy Frisell is a great example. That guy, man, I messaged him a couple weeks ago. when he was showing some of his new projects, and I was like, dude, you jazz me up. Mm-hmm. Then he showed a little bit more yesterday. We both messaged him.
Yep.
And I was like, fucking hell, man. Yep. Like, cobblestone.
Yeah.
Cobblestone. Holy shit, bro. Like, yeah. That's so cool. And
it,
but it jazzed me up. And one time, man, he did reply back, and he was like, hey, man, I needed that. Appreciate that. You know, because a lot of guys do kind of, like, attack him or get after him because he does show some of his wealth and some of what he appreciates, but he's also showing, like, the abundance he has is possible.
Dude, and talk about giving. Those fucking guys give more than, day one of, like, entrepreneurship for me, pretty much, man. It's like, not day one, a bit longer than that, but real business for me, day one, dude, his podcast and just the shit that he was giving out for fucking free all the time, and the amount of energy and time that he's poured into that.
Not only do they pour money out,
dude,
to their community
and
to other countries, they pour out knowledge, they pour out love. Like, they're good dudes. And if you're really listening to what, like, if you can get past the fuck words, okay, and you really apply what they're talking about, we're a dude, you and I have been talking about them and some things that Gary V throws out there, you know, like, and how it's affected our business because we got through the weeds of it and we really got to the meat and potatoes and the ideologies of what they were talking about, and we applied it to our business.
Yep.
And guess what? We didn't pay any of those guys a dime.
Nope.
And guess what? They didn't want a dime.
Uh-uh.
That's why they were giving it out for free in the first place. But it's cool that, like, oh, we end up on Andy Frisella's podcast, and he's like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. You guys are good motherfuckers. I want you guys to, like, that's cool, man. Like, they genuinely just want people to win, but they're brash. But again, getting back to the topic, right? Ambition. Where is your ambition? Because then you got to see, like, because my level of winning and your level of winning could be different, and that's okay. So it's your ambition. And then, are you seeking more ambition? Do you want to be more ambitious? Man, you got to start there with that conversation. And then, hey, are my actions, are my goals, and then the actions toward those goals married up to my ambition? And then, hey, what's my circle look like? You know, because one thing that stuck out to me when I was talking to my buddy, and he didn't mean anything ill by it, but I was talking to him about the Ben Newmans and some of the opportunities that I've got with that guy coming up this summer and some of these other guys. He was just like, hey, man, if I could ever just be a fly on the wall, hey, if you're ever allowed to just bring somebody out and, like, just kind of just hang, man, I would love it, because, man, I know, like, I got to get around these guys. And, you know, man, that would be so fun. And, like, I know he means well by saying that, right? Like, I know it's almost just kind of like the thing to say, dude, I would love to be a fly on the wall for some certain things. But I also, having a different perspective with ambition and understanding how I got those relationships, hey, man, I'm not allowed to bring a fly on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like, when I go see Sal Frisella, we're batting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, like, hey, if you show up, like, you're just going to go work out in the gym while we're in a meeting? Hey, are you just going to sit there in silence and, like, watch a business meeting? Like, there's not a spot at those tables for flies on walls. They're just not. And it's not in a negative way. Mm-hmm. They're just not there. So, man, but then it's like, well, Will, so you're just not going to invite him or introduce him to people? It's like, no, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, when I got introduced to Ben Newman through Gavin, it wasn't because I was cool. It wasn't because I wanted to, hey, my friend Will wants to come hang out next time we get together. No, he thought there was a value add there.
Mm-hmm.
One, he thought Ben could be a huge value add for me with advice and just speaking to him. But he also thought I was onto something that Ben Newman might be interested in listening to, right? Because those guys are also looking for other good dudes. Mm-hmm. So there was something there. And it's with everything else that we've had, man. Like,
And real quick, that value add came from the past 15, 20 years of your fucking life of you not being a fly on the wall, you know? So it's like, man, the time that a lot of these guys are wanting to be a fly on the wall or, hey, let me pick your brain. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, that's time you could be spent doing shit to build value to actually bring.
And then let's break that down one step further. I've never asked to be a fly on the wall.
No.
And I'm not saying it's bad. Like, please hear me out. And if my friend is listening, I'm sure he's going to beat me up. Now, I'm all for that. Beat me up. But I know he's a great guy, and that's why I'm using this, because I think a lot of it are just incremental shifts. And it's this complacency stuff or this, you know, just not drinking or not being seduced by your own success, right? Like, it creeps up on you more than you think. It's not just about these lazy D-bags per se that don't work. No. It's inside of good dudes that don't realize it's creeping, because one step further, hey, the guy that wants to be a fly on the wall, it's like, hey, well, do you just want to hang out to like meet these guys and see what they're like?
Get a shortcut.
Or no. Not even that.
Just be around. Yeah.
Right? And maybe a shortcut. Or to just be around. Or it's like, hey, or do you want to, like, get invited to these things because you're a value add and you're now executing business with them?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just come, like the shortcut theory you're talking about, if you come and you get introduced to these guys, they're not just going to do business with you. They're going to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, what's up? Yeah, cool, man. Hey, enjoy the gym, whatever you need.
That's it.
Water, food, gym. Hey, have at it, man. That's cool. Your friends will. And cool, man. Good to meet you. That's it.
Yep.
Because, and it's not because there's just nothing more there. So, hey, do you just want to be around the ambiance of that? Or do you actually, you know what I mean? Like, hey, do you like wearing the football jersey because it gets you laid at homecoming? Or are you there at practice and getting dirty in the mud and the cold and taking fucking hits and giving hits and bleeding and getting fucking tired? And if you happen to get laid at homecoming, that's real cool.
Yep.
But it's in that ripped up jersey, not that super clean, right? So it's like, hey, is it just for the sake of being around it? Or is there some things that you would want to do? Because here's the other thing. Anything we got going on with those guys or like the bench, there's a ton of work that goes behind it. It ain't hanging.
No.
Like when we were back, like, you know, and I won't speak too much, but the bottom line is, hey, and let's not even just use those guys. Things with Gavin, things with Eric Colby, things that we're doing with Scott Leffert and deals every day, right? Like, or just Brian Shontosh, right? Like, hey, man, you've got to be a productive member of that circle and just moving forward in life to where they're okay to give you the time.
It's a society, dude. And if you're not, like, the way societies and tribes work, everyone has something that they do. Mm-hmm. There's no one that's just in a tribe not doing shit, yeah. Right? This guy's good at making leather. This guy goes and hunts. This guy makes fucking shit. Like, that's how things work. Everyone has something that they're good at, and you have to bring something to the table. And the problem is a lot of people are trying to get there without having anything to bring to the table, mm-hmm. or they think.
Because they think the table's super fun.
Yeah.
In reality, that table's not fun. It's a business conversation, or it's a very constructive ideological conversation that adjusts your mindset or gets you a recharge or gives you a different perspective, because you're going there to pull from that to then go back and execute mm-hmm. in your life and in business, right? Yeah. And it's, yeah, man, like it's super
one
valuable.
One of the biggest things people need to wrap their head around too is that there's no fucking finish line, dude. Mm-mm. And I think that's one of the big mind fucks with
unless
entrepreneurship.
You make one. You can make one.
Yeah, and then what after that? You know,
that's for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And in business, man, I just feel like there's no finish line for a real entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why the levels come to where it's like, man, I just want to pay bills. And then you're paying bills. And then, man, okay, I just want to build a savings. Then you have a savings. Then I want to scale and then do this. And then you're starting to help other fucking countries. And it's like,
yeah.
Then you're, you know, like it just levels and levels. And that's the other thing is, man, having people in your circle, you realize that there's levels to this game.
100%.
And it's like, no matter what, nothing will keep you humble, like thinking you're the shit. Mm-hmm. And then you meet somebody that just fucking destroys you and makes it look easy.
And they don't even have to say it because they're doing crushes
yeah.
you, right?
Yeah.
So let's go into the third pillar because I don't want to keep people too long on this. I think this is like a super direct, straight to the point podcast, right? So we'll give them like 10 more minutes. But here's my third part. I want to get your opinion on this. Mm-hmm. So the first one is like the self-awareness and the conversation with yourself about your own ambition, right? Mm-hmm. And then, okay. And then, hey, have I created goals and self-initiating tasks that marry up to how big my ambition is, right? That's your first thing. And then executing, getting after it. But then it's like, okay, hey, if you're so focused there, you're not drinking your own Kool-Aid. You're not kind of getting seduced by your own success because you're too focused in the game.
You don't have time.
You're too there. Second thing is like the alarm clock. Right? Like, well, how do you remember? Like, okay, hey, if you do take a break or if you are drinking some beers or you find yourself having some fun with your friends, hey, Will, how do you wake up from that? How do you not go to sleep too long there on vacation, drinking, like, does drinking a beer on a Friday night turn into a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing? Like, and like, hey, you're watching sports one night a week to seven nights a week and you're just kind of coasting and living off the fruits of the labor that are going to expire over time. Like, hey, if you find yourself doing some of that, how do you know you're going to wake up? How do you know what your mind's mind is doing there? Another Brian Shontosh thing. How do you know what your mind's mind is doing? Alarm clock. Well, what do you mean? Like, well, that's my circle of friends, right? And hey, I put that alarm clock right next to my bed so I remember to set it. So that alarm clock's going to blow up because I'm going to grab my phone and they're either texting me or calling me, or I'm seeing them on social media, or I'm seeing them on websites and what they're doing, not just in their day-to-day, but like their influence overseas. What they're doing in business, it's going to wake me up. It's going to keep me there. It's like, hey, remember the future, mm-hmm. right? Boom.
I like
super
that.
Important, right? So that's my alarm clock. That's my circle. The third thing and last thing I want to talk about when it comes to the circle, maybe we'll do a continuum of this mm-hmm. Down the road, but the final thing is like, okay, circle, cool. But what if your circle sucks their own cocks?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I was just about to ask.
Oh, yeah. Man. What if you're, right? What if that snake is just sucking its own ass? Yeah. Just one of those snakes, right? Yeah. Like super, can you imagine a snake's like, sucking its own ass.
I've seen something like that before.
It's super weird, right?
Yeah.
That, and it's like, well, okay, that can happen. So you've got to be aware. And that's where your own self-awareness comes from. But here's where you know, I think we do well with this. Like, yep, we look at who people are first, not just their success, mm-hmm. right? Not their money, not their land grab and real estate. It's who they are as a person, right? Like, when you hear me talk about Brian Shontosh or Salik, it's who they are as a father, mm-hmm. as a person, as what they do in their community. Like, what Brian Shontosh is doing with veterans, awesome. And it's not the loudest thing out there, but it's the events that he runs. They are so impactful, mm-hmm. right? Man, just love that, right? Like, it's these humans. So that's one layer of just being on board with who people are, not like, don't drink, like, maybe they don't drink their success, but are you drinking their success yeah. to where whatever they say is right? No, be careful. So be aware and just be in it for who the person is, not for their accolades or their mm-hmm. success. Second point I want to hammer through here. Our circle could not be more diverse. Like, you got guys from the business world, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, Andy and Sal, like, hey, they're in like the e-commerce supplement, that world. Gavin Ekstrom, Eric Colby, Scott Leffers, like, hey, that's the lending world. Brian Shontosh, leadership, influence world, like, mm-hmm. and they've all got a little bit of like different personalities, like
guys we look up to in fitness, guys we look up to in real estate.
Fathers. Mm-hmm. So it's very diverse. So our circle, and this is what, man, I wish police officers and military guys would do more. I don't know where I got it from, but even when I was in the military, I had friends outside of the military. When I was a cop, I did not just hang out with cops. Mm-hmm. I had other friends outside of that world that poured into me, that gave me perspective, mm-hmm. that allowed me to have an identity other than such
yep.
job.
Yep, yep.
And it's been, and I've naturally gravitated to that here, but I think it's because I really fall in love with who the person is. And then if they happen to have some successes there, cherry on top, that maybe if I'm a value add to them, I can ask them questions, mm-hmm. right? But man, they're just high level dudes in their own ways that all have, from what I can see, I don't know everybody perfectly, but how they've been in front of me and around me, and some of them we're pretty close with, they just have really good intentions for humans and for helping other people win, with that hefty balance of still making sure you put the work in,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best guys that does it is Brian Shontosh.
I agree.
He wants to see you win, but guess what? You're going to put out for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're going to win, and he's going to guide you. He's there to mentor and guide and watch you there. But you're working. He's not a handout. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You don't want a handout. You think you do. You fucking don't. Okay? And what he allows that process to, as that process evolves, and then you end up accomplishing a 24-hour endurance challenge. It's that gift you gave yourself that he also allowed you to give yourself by putting mm-hmm. the work in, that is super rewarding, that is long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
100% it does, man. And I'm super glad you said about like the looking for a handout thing,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like the entire first, 8 years of my entrepreneurial journey, you know, of like, maybe not 8 years, 18 to like maybe mid 20s. I feel like I was right about 25 when I finally was like, okay, Eli, there's no shortcuts. Yep. I tried all the shortcuts.
They and anybody don't offering you a handout, like, they're a gimmick.
Like, they just got me into debt. It was yeah. a fucking thing I was putting on my, like, it's just, I realized, like, 25, I was like, all right, dude, just put your fucking head down.
Get to work.
Grit your teeth. There's, you don't, like, what you're looking for doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it was as soon as I stopped looking for that, it was still 10 more years of fucking doing shit, you know, yep. but it was like, and we're just now at the point where it's like, I can breathe a little bit. But, man, I feel like I could have shaved 10 years off of that if Maybe. I just realized in the beginning, man, quit looking for shortcuts, you know.
Yeah. But they feel good, man. Especially when you're new to business, man, you're nervous, you're scared. Mm-hmm. There's some unknown there. You got to provide for a family and for yourself. And like,
yeah.
And then people come up, like, they have a handout for you. A get rich quick or a, hey, I got this for you. I got that for you. Oh, I got leads. Oh, you want to come to my, like,
dude,
it's never. And guess what? That person yeah. wanting to give you a handout is them needing a handout in yep. their own way. They need someone to go do some shit for them.
It's like a big pyramid scheme.
And they're pitching it like this.
Yep.
So it's like you're both looking for shortcuts
mm-hmm.
in different ways. One's mm-hmm. open and vulnerable. One's more of like that predator, like a hyena.
Yep. Yep.
You want to
yep.
wait for something weak to fall down so you can pounce on it and eat it, but you won't go fucking hunt it.
And that's your value. Shortcut.
You're a little high, and that's your shortcut, yeah. right? Like there's dynamics there, but if anybody is giving you a shortcut or throwing things out there, And there's you know, they're just negating the work and the honesty behind it that goes into it. They're not being honest, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they are not giving you what you really need,
mm-mm.
right? Because success is not on accident. right? And anything that you can create that's sustainable requires effort and work and just trials and tribulations in order for you to build something that's sustainable to stand on its own 2 feet, mm-hmm. period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And but again, like, man, when we're talking to these guys about business and stuff, like, we get a lot of good stuff there. And then, you know, like, when we're just the human aspect, mm-hmm. or the effort aspect, like, they're just, there's our circle is so different in their own way. Yeah, all super, super successful
Dude,
people.
It is.
And yeah. I love having the diversity within that circle. You know what I mean?
Bottom line, man, like, if you treat life and business and relationships and work like you would treat the gym, I think a lot of guys, like, we do have a young, fit male demographic that mm-hmm. listens to our show. And it's like, you're not going to go into the gym and lift the lightest weights possible. You're not going to go in the gym and do as few reps as possible. You're not doing that. We all go, we take our fucking pre-workout. You try and get as amped as possible. You want your buddy there to push you and say, no, motherfucker, come on, three more. You got this, three more. No, I can't. Oh, fuck, I got three more. Holy shit. Thanks, dude. Yep. You're lifting as heavy. You're trying to fail. You're pissed if you're not failing on a fucking set.
I feel like if we were to put our circle into the gym, right? Like, Andy Frisella's our pre-workout.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Frisella's like, 100%. Is like the Kool-Aid man. 100%. Like on a pre-workout jar, like, what's up, motherfucker?
Dude, yeah.
Drink this shit, bitch. Let's fucking go, right? And you're like, cool. And then, you know, I wonder if like a Sal would be the guy spotting you. Hey, man. Hey, you got three more. Hey, let's go. Let's work it, right? And then I feel like Tosh. I'm just going to use a couple of people. This will get way too
long.
Let's hear it. I feel like Tosh is the guy quietly next to you.
Just repping. Fucking.
Lifting more weight.
Yeah. Quieter.
For more reps. Yeah. Quieter. But then when he looks over at you, he goes, hey, good job. Keep going.
Yep. Dude, that is so Tosh.
And you're like.
Man. That is so Tosh.
Keep going, motherfucker. That's Tosh, right?
Yeah. While he's lifting. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Oh, this. Hey. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. But he knows. He fucking knows what that does. Yeah. He knows, like, hey, I'm going to sit here and lead by example. But me leading by example and showing you what's possible, but then, hey, keep going.
I'm also being kind.
I'm not putting you down.
No. Nope.
I'm literally just, like, having my poise, and I'm putting it here. Mm-hmm. And if you're paying attention, what he just did fucking grinds you harder than anything else that's going.
Yep.
And that, but that's him. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you know Tosh now. And there's a little bit of swagger in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little bit of, like, after he's gone, going, hey, good job. He goes, yeah, motherfucker, I'm in your head, bitch. I'm in your fucking head. You better get fucking going, right?
But like, that's it, man. So why in life do we seek the easy road? Why do we seek the shortcuts? Why do we seek the lightest weights and the fewest reps? I think people just don't realize. Mm-hmm. This is what gets the results. With the gym, it's so visual, right? Mm-hmm. We see the guy lifting heavy weights. We see the guy have big muscles. Yep. What I like about guys like Andy and Sal is they show the struggle that they had gone through.
Yeah.
They show the struggle, and then you see the big muscles, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Like, so to them, you get to see, man, they were grinding. They worked fucking hard. No one gave them a shortcut. They just kept after it. And here they are.
Yep.
With the gym, it's so visual. In life, it's not really, you know?
And what also is cool, man, is like if you're ever talking to those guys and you got a different way of doing something that you think might work and there's some good principles or ideology behind it, they're okay with that too. Mm-hmm. Like just because you don't do what they do doesn't mean that they're mad at you. Because you also got to be careful with that circle that, hey, are they pouring their own narrative onto you? Right? Mm-hmm. Are you just like the sounding board where they preach to you?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And like their own, like if they're drinking their own Kool-Aid and you're drinking it because you see their success and then like, you know, if... And they give to you, but then if you're not doing it how they want it done, problem, right? Like, there's just some things there, too, but that's where the self-awareness, and that's where, like, hey, if you're good at not drinking your own Kool-Aid, great. Step two, don't drink anyone else's. Don't drink
human.
Anyone else's.
Everyone's human.
Take people for what they are and just make sure that that circle you're building are good people first.
Mm-hmm.
Good people first. Yep. And I think I'm going to leave it with that. Good people first.
I like it.
Yes, sir.
Man, we appreciate you guys listening.
We should get these boys in the gym together
one
day.
We should, man. We should.
See how it all pans out. You know what I mean?
I know. How's the cameras going?
No kidding, bro.
Appreciate you guys listening. Hey, like Will said earlier, you know, we are on every platform there is out there. Get over to YouTube. Check out our videos out there if you haven't done so yet. Engage in the comments. We love hearing from you guys. And YouTube is cool because on iTunes, there's no way to tell who the fuck's listening to you. You can't see a screen name. You can't see someone's name. We can't get comments on iTunes. You guys go over to YouTube. We love connecting with our audience, so leave us comments. You can see who you are. We can
like it if you like
platforms.
It 100%.
Go to our Instagram, Will_Grimes, mine Eli Schmidt. Here, we'll see you guys around.
Out.
All right, we'll see you guys. Take care.
This is for my team, man. We out here on the come up. Now you
breaking chains with the band name Long Cut. Yo, I never was the same once I rode off the lot. Promise Papa on my name.